67, your best weekend companion at home or while traveling. I'm Brad Crandall. Later this half hour, Mel Allen reports on today's sports. And 3 minutes from now, actor Cameron Mitchell tells us what he doesn't like about his chosen profession. Tip for the home gardener. An old watering can with the sprinkler cap removed makes a handy utensil for distributing powdered fertilizer around the base of garden plants. This will enable you to do a neat job and the plant's foliage will be protected. Now another good tip on maintaining your property. Autumn is here and the leaves are beginning to fall, but there's still plenty of grass to cut, have you noticed? So get off to a flying start with a new, quick and quiet Lawn Boy Power Mower. Quick to start, quiet on the go. Just one light push on the primer button, one easy pull on the starter cord, and you're off in a flash. Lawn Boy's twin spark ignition gives you the hottest start going. And talk about quiet. Lawn Boy's got an extra large muffler hidden under the mower housing. Muffles engine noise right down into the grass. And about those leaves, throw your rake away. Lawn Boy does that job too. It's got a king-size leaf bag, actually vacuums your lawn. See the new 1968 Lawn Boy line at your dealers. Everything from an 18-inch economy model to a big 30-inch rider, and one is just right for you. Now's the time to trade for a quick-to-start, quiet-on-the-go new Lawn Boy Power Mower. You know, if certain fates worked in certain ways, actor Cameron Mitchell might have been playing in the World Series. He still keeps as a souvenir his unsigned contract as a pitcher for the Detroit Tigers. Meanwhile, he also has a signed contract for the starring role of Buck Cannon in the new Western adventure series, The High Chaparral, seen Sunday evenings on NBC TV. He takes his acting seriously, but has other thoughts on some of the ingredients which contribute toward the making of a celebrity. He expressed himself clearly during a recent stop in Chicago, where he visited with Monitor reporter Jack Eigen.
I'm wondering, the fact that you did want to become a baseball player, do you try to keep in shape now? Do you throw the ball around at all?
Yeah, I do. I play golf whenever I can, but I like to catch a ball. I like to play catch. Kazan, who's a great artistic theater director, he loves to play catch. And Gadge is a little older than I am. Well, baseball is a... Well, it has a special meaning for me. Don't ask me why. I don't know why. I'm crazy about baseball. The reason I brought it up is because actors, I think you'll agree with me, most actors are very egotistical.
Right. That's the reason they get
yes,
in the business.
Yes, sir.
No, that's the reason they get in the business, and you kind of wonder how one would go from baseball into the acting profession, because in baseball, if you're ever in baseball, they will boo you as fast as they will cheer you. When you appear on stage, you very rarely are booed. If people don't like you, they won't applaud, but then you kind of feel sorry for them. You felt you'd given a good performance. And you kind of wonder what would have happened to someone who was an actor at heart and he became a baseball player and he would hear those boos out there, would probably drive him out of his mind, would it not?
Yeah, except the good thing about baseball, you have averages, batting averages and pitching records, and if you are consistent, you can move right up to the top. Well, in our business, you don't only have to have ability. No, more than ability, you need luck. You've got to be lucky. Baseball, if you're good, you can be... Look at Ted Williams. I mean, Ted could do anything. He just didn't care. I mean, he thumbed his nose at writers, at fans, but he's a great hitter. And you couldn't put him on the bench. How could you? And I kind of admired him for that. In our business, you can't do that.
I often wonder how true that is. I've heard that from other actors, too, that luck is the very, very important ingredient in a business. But I don't believe that. I always believed... something I read many, many years ago, that in show business, the theater, motion pictures, they will take what you've got if you've got what it takes. But if you have talent and you want to become a star, you can become a star if that's what you want, if you have the talent.
Well, Jack, am I allowed to disagree with that?
Well, I'll disagree with that.
I don't agree with that at all. Not at all. I've seen too many talented people that, I mean, really, truly talented, that have never had any kind of opportunity. In fact, my first year in stock, we had a great company, and I was the worst of the company. The other people were far superior, and not one of them ever progressed in our business. Not one. Now, I don't know where they are today, and it's very sad. So, you say this, I say that. Cameron Mitchell, do you like the people in your profession as a whole? Do you like most of them? If you want to be objective about it or sort of impersonal about it, I think show business has a very warm heart. I was doing Death of a Salesman in New York, and we went to the first actor's benefit of South Pacific. And it was so wonderful because Pienza had been off for like 9 days. He was in great voice, and Mary Martin, they all were excited because the actors were out front for the first time. And we applauded that play so loud and so long, in between scenes, at the end of scenes, that on the final curtain, Mary Martin started to applaud the audience. So it was a sort of mutual rapport thing. And we started to cry. And that night was a great night for being an actor. That's sort of from an impersonal long range. Personally, I'm not very fond of actors. Driver's license or passport, if they ask me what do I do, I say I carry coffee for Jack Eigen, or I'm a busboy. I really don't like to put down actor. And I think the reason I don't like vanity. In the Old Testament, it says all is vanity and there's nothing new under the sun. It's a terrible thing because our business is part publicity and part, you know, all this stuff. But I personally resent it. Professionally, I have to have it, but I don't like it. And I don't like egotistical people. Well, I don't like them whether they're actors or whatever they are. And I know it sounds rather silly of me to say this on your show, but you ask me and I'm telling you.
Some frank opinions about the profession of acting from actor Cameron Mitchell, star of NBC TV's The High Chaparral. You're on the go with Monitor, your music and information center.
Want to know how to spark a dull evening? Tonight, why not take in a good gas station? Hop over to Citgo, have a few gallons, enjoy yourself, kick a few tires. You see, at Citgo, we know what a pain in the neck just waiting around can be. So we've made Citgo a little brighter, a little cozier than the ordinary gas station. Tonight, take in a Citgo station.
You may not want to live there, but it's a nice place to visit.
In just a few minutes, Mel Allen recaps today's action in the series and elsewhere in sports, along with a look at the week ahead. So stay on the Monitor Beacon.
Hello, this is Dr. Joyce Brothers, Plaza 7, 8866.
The problem, marriage and homosexuality. The answer.
There are men who are either overt homosexuals or latent homosexuals who get married. They get married because they care for the woman, not necessarily in a sexual way, but in an emotional way. Or they get married because they feel that they are living in a society where people are husband and wife, and it makes life easier for them, but their friendships are with the person of the same sex. Now, if this is what is there in your marriage, it's about time that you found out, at least so that you know what you're dealing with. And if it isn't, it's important that you know for your own peace of mind.
Adult advice for adult problems. Join Dr. Joyce Brothers weekdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on WNBC. Your World Series station, WNBC, New York. Monitor continuing at 19 minutes after the hour. The following word on behalf of United Community Campaigns. Your United Campaign supports a number of community services, helping children, young people, families, the elderly, and the sick. All these agencies go over their programs and finances with your United Fund Budget Committee. Qualified businessmen, professional people, clergymen, labor leaders, and housewives, all competent volunteers. Your United Fund sees to it that your money goes where it does the most good. Your one gift works many wonders the United way. Give your fair share, too.
Gonna be open for business as usual during the reconstruction of my heart. Management regrets the fact the place has been so torn apart. So please excuse the inconvenience if I sigh aloud. Gonna be open for business as usual in my heart. So you say my mind is always wandering. And you say my eyes are sometimes longing. There are things I remember before the parting of the ways. But it will all be over one of these days. And I'll be open for business as usual during the reconstruction of my heart. Management regrets the fact the place has been so torn apart. So please excuse the inconvenience if I sigh long. Gonna be open for business as usual in my heart. Were you ever hit when you weren't looking? And hang suspended there between life and death. The way she said goodbye has really knocked me off my feet. But I'll be all right, just let me catch my breath. When all your hopes go under, and the things you planned are not to be, but you can't close up shop, or love will never find you home. And I am gonna make it, wait and see. I'm gonna be open for business as usual during the reconstruction of my heart. The management regrets the fact the place has been so torn apart. So please excuse the inconvenience if I sigh along. I'm gonna be open for business as usual in my heart. I'm gonna be open for business as usual in my heart.
The latest song from Jack Jones. In a moment, Mel Allen reports on Today in Sports. Monitor Sports is brought to you by VM, the voice of music, makers of stereo phonographs, tape recorders, and high-fidelity components.
VM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
It is indeed a curious fact that among the leading producers of stereophonic equipment today, one company suffers this cruel irony. Some people don't even know their name. Do not know the name, mind you, of the company which invented the 2, 3, and 4-speed phonograph, whose genius made tape recorders easy to operate, whose every console cabinet is rubbed by hand. And yet, for those who do remember the name, the rewards are great. The enormous value in particular. Still, some people forget. And if you think that is curious, then get a load of this. I've clean forgotten it myself.
BM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
And now, here's Mel Allen.
Thank you very much, Brad. Hello there, everybody. The St. Louis Cardinals have moved within one game of the World Baseball Championship. They blanked Boston 6-0 to take a 3-1 lead in games, and they led right off the bat, literally and figuratively. In the last half of the first inning, Lou Brock first up beat out a slow roller. He moved to second on a single by Curt Flood. They both scored when Roger Maris doubled to left field. Cepeda flied to Jose Tarnable. Maris went to third after the catch and scored on a single by Tim McCarver, made the score 3-0. Then after Mike Shannon had flied out, Julian Javier got a base hit, sending McCarver to second. Dal Maxwell got a single, scoring McCarver, and that made it 4 runs for the Cardinals in the first inning. 4 runs on 6 hits, 2 men left on base, 9 men came to bat, and that's all St. Louis pitcher Bob Gibson needed. He breezed. He was superb. He gave up 5 hits. That's all he gave up. And not a Red Soxer got as far as second base until Carl Yastrzemski doubled in the 9th inning. Jim Lomborg now will try to keep Boston hopes alive tomorrow in Busch Stadium, while the Cardinals expect to go with left-hander Steve Carlton. Tomorrow's game could be the last of the series. In any case, you can hear it right here on NBC, both television and radio, starting at 1:30 p.m. In fact, you can hear it on radio at 1:45. In professional football, the Green Bay Packers defeated the Detroit Lions 27-17. The Packers came from behind with a 17-point fourth quarter to dump the Lions before a sellout crowd of 58,000. The Lions took an early lead 10-0 on a field goal and a touchdown. They got the last score, but Zeke Bratkowski threw 2 TD passes for the Packers. Dallas Cowboys 17, Washington Redskins 14, with quarterback Don Meredith. Hit running back Dan Reeves for a TD pass of 36 yards with just 18 seconds left to play to save the game for Dallas. A minute earlier, Sonny Jorgensen threw an 8-yard TD pass to Charlie Taylor for what looked like the final victory. The New York Giants 27, New Orleans Saints 21. Fran Tarkenton threw 2 touchdown passes, set up 2 others with a pair of 44-yard strikes to win over the winless Saints. Philadelphia Eagles 38, Atlanta Falcons 7. A 24-point explosion by the Eagles in the first quarter, too much for the winless Falcons. Philadelphia just coasted for the rest of the game. Baltimore 24, Chicago 3. Rookie Rich Volk from Michigan scored on a 94-yard run back of an intercepted pass, the longest in Baltimore history. St. Louis 34, Minnesota 24. 2 touchdown passes by St. Louis Jim Hart, 2 field goals by Jim Bakken, figuring in the Cardinal victory. San Francisco 27, Los Angeles 24. San Francisco blew a 20-0 halftime lead, came back in the final period to dump the Los Angeles Rams out of the thinning ranks of the unbeaten National League teams. And this note, it's going to take an extra day to find the Alcan Golfer of the Year. At St. Andrews, Scotland today, Masters champion Gabe Brewer sank a 5-foot birdie putt to tie Billy Casper at 283, 5 under par. Tomorrow's 18-hole playoff will determine the winner of the richest purse in golf, $55,000. The runner-up has to find consolation with $15,000. And this one completed game in the American Football League, Kansas City 41, Miami nothing. A game featuring Len Dawson passing for 5 touchdowns for the Chiefs. And that's today in sports. Brad?
Thank you, Mel.
Now this word from State Farm.
This is Al Capp for State Farm Mutual. Do you realize that people under 25 have taken over the growing of 90% of all the hair in the United States? And they're taking over on our highways, too, so it's time for the rest of us to start a mass takeover of our own. If we haven't already, we'd better take our cars over to the nearest State Farm agent and get them protected by the biggest car insurance company on the road.
Now remember again, tomorrow, World Series action from St. Louis, exclusively on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
Flowers by the Mystic Monks. Monitor keeps your weekend swinging wherever you are across the nation on NBC Radio. In Saginaw and Bay City, Michigan, we're heard on WSAM. Time out for a brief station break, then Monitor continues. This is Brad Crandall.
This is Kurt Gowdy reminding you that for radio and TV coverage of the World Series, your dial is set right here on NBC.